Well, you know, that's a soundbite environment, and Larry is the main guy, and all the commercials have to play, and they got to do all the stuff they got to do. So you never really get to process things the way you'd like to. And I think I'm there mostly for the agitation factor.
But it sounds to me like what you're saying is your advice to a young preacher would be not to learn how to adapt your language to suit the postmodern generation, but to actually cultivate clarity and be definitive. And
you know, I would be so bold as to say this. I don't even think a person should go to a church that isn't answerable to a doctrinal statement. If you're going to a church that doesn't have a doctrinal statement, you need to get out of there. Because you're at the whim of a guy who can invent anything he wants anytime. This entrepreneurial approach to the church is a very serious breach. We need to hold to the faith once for all delivered to the saints. There needs to be accountability to a mature, godly eldership that aren't just guys raised by the entrepreneurial leader in the church. We need to be faithful to a doctrinal statement, to historic doctrine, to what has been stated through the historic doctrinal creeds. This flash in the pan, invent your own deal, entrepreneurial approach to the church is very, very serious. You know, in Calvin's day, if you preached without being ordained, they put you in prison. They were so protective of the truth. I don't think people should even be in a church unless that church is anchored to a historic doctrine, and there is an association with or a fellowship with. That's one of the reasons we have the Shepherd's Conference. There's so many independent churches that we need to network these guys so they sense accountability to other preachers and other teachers who hold to sound doctrine. They need that accountability as well as that fellowship and that association. And the thing about the emerging church is there are no rules. There is no doctrine. And there's no official connection, right?
Right.
It's completely amorphous. Every guy does exactly what he wants to in his own eyes. And that is very, very dangerous. And when one of those guys comes along and says, well, we do it our way and they do it their way, that's really dangerous stuff. You mean to tell me that you got it right after 2,000 years? You're the guy who got it right. Can everything in the past, dump everybody in the present. It's your deal. You're doing it your way. I think God has been faithful to protect his truth and to pass it down through the centuries in the hands of gifted, godly.